This is the Sons and Slaves Podcast. This is a show devoted to helping fathers and sons honor and obey the Lord. Join me, Jared, and my sons Ransom and Valor as I talk to them about boyhood and the process of becoming a man.
Welcome to the Sons and Slaves Podcast. I'm here with my two co-hosts today,
Dad and Asa.
Oh, wait a minute. Ransom and Dad and Asa with special guest today. Asa, Richard. Asa, how's it going?
Good.
Anything new with you?
Not much.
Okay, Asa Pritchard, but what's your middle name?
Luke.
Oh, yeah. So like your dad.
Yeah, my dad's first name.
Okay, well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. Well, I think it's appropriate, it's your first time on the show, to just ask you what you're drinking today.
Hot chocolate.
Okay, there we go.
Chai tea latte.
Okay, that's no surprise. He loves the chai tea latte. And then Ransom, what do you got?
Just the classic milk.
Classic whole milk?
Mm-hmm.
None of that 2% stuff.
Yeah.
None of that skim milk.
That's junk.
Does anybody actually like skim milk?
No.
Skim milk. Skim milk. Oh, yeah. Bethany's milk is...
That's the, it's good.
It is good. Are you kidding me? It's so good. Okay, hold on. I have to tell a story. Ransom was talking about not liking raw milk, and I just knew that he actually liked it. So one day, I poured the regular milk out of the whole milk container that we got from Kroger into another jar. Then I poured the fresh raw milk into that container, and then poured the regular milk into the raw milk container. So I poured out the raw milk that was now in the regular milk container, and Ransom was going on and on about how much he loved it and how good it was. And it was a couple days, and I finally told him, like, hey, bud, you've been drinking raw milk for 2 days. He liked it. It was good.
So creamy and frothy.
It is. It's creamy and frothy.
That's the reason I don't like it. It's creamy.
Oh, you don't like the cream. Okay, gotcha. Well, I'm drinking tea today with some honey. And I've had my coffee limit. I had a bout with diverticulitis a couple weeks ago, and so I'm all healed up.
And you couldn't poop.
Okay, well, you guys know some insider information now. I am regular now, praise the Lord, but I am kind of restraining myself on certain foods and, like, spicy foods and not drinking as much coffee and that kind of thing. Not drinking as much.
And he ate baby
I ate baby applesauce.
So
I also, but okay, let's stop talking about that. But then I drank, what was it? Soup, like not soup, but like egg drop soup and chicken broth for 4 or 5 days straight. I actually lost 12 pounds. I found out I've lost 12 pounds over the last 2 weeks. Yeah.
Listen, and what he was drinking, that was actually had the mixture of chicken feet and chicken.
It did. There was chicken feet broth.
Let's talk about Ace's deal.
Okay, now that's what we have Ace here to talk about. He had an amazing season, a season of a lifetime that he's always going to look back and remember. And he's been hunting with his good buddy Bill, who's a family friend that's been showing him the ropes. I want to ask about that, but first, like always, I want to go ahead and pray. Now we prayed already beforehand, but we're just going to pray again. You ready?
Okay. One more thing.
Okay.
Who do you think is going to win this?
Okay. This is going to come out before the Super Bowl. I'll probably put it out tomorrow or Saturday, but I'm going for, quick pick here, I'm going for the Eagles.
Yes.
Yes.
Eagles for the win!
That's right.
Oh, yeah!
Eagles. Well, if I had to put money on it, though, which I'm not going to gamble about it, but if I had to, somebody said, put $100 down or we're going to blow your house up, I'd say, okay, well, I'll put $100 on the Chiefs. Because I think they'll probably win. I just don't want them to. Yeah. So, okay, let's pray.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Father, we just thank you for this time, and we ask for blessing upon it. Thank you for Asa being here and for the opportunity we have just to talk about your world and how you've created things to work, and you've called us to be able to provide for families, and Asa's learning that already, and so is Ransom and Valor, just learning the process of being able to work and then hunt and provide and get meat in the freezer and have some really good stories along the way. So we just pray for fun conversation, ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Asa, well, why don't you go ahead and tell us how you got into hunting? Like, let's just back up. What made you want to get into hunting? And then what was the process to actually start hunting?
So I'd asked my mom once if I could go deer hunting with Bill, and because he's the only guy that we know with enough acreage and that we're good friends with that hunts. And okay. So she kind of thought about that for a while. And then on a Saturday morning, mom came up to me and asked, do you want to go hunting with Bill today? And I'm like, heck yes. Mm-hmm. And I got super excited.
Okay.
And I got fortunate because the first day we went hunting, we were on the ground. We were just sitting behind a log.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't going to try to stand the first day. And he didn't have a buddy stand then, so he couldn't sit in a stand. And we sat there. In the first 15 minutes, we saw a spike come in.
Okay.
And he had a 300 blackout, and he sold that at the end of this previous hunting season because he shot two deer with it and he couldn't find them.
He was saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we shot that thing. And we tracked it for forever, it seemed like. And we didn't, there's a drop of blood and like just a couple drops of blood, and that was about all we saw.
Okay.
And we came back a week ago, we were squirrel hunting after deer season, and we found it.
You found the deer?
Yeah, we did.
You did find it? Oh my god, it was always eaten up.
Yeah, it was done for. Nothing was salvageable.
Yeah, okay.
We're sure it was it, because it had run like a full lap around its property, it looked like.
Okay.
And it was only 100 yards away from where we shot it, maybe.
Okay, see, I didn't know that. I didn't know you guys ended up finding it. Okay, so that was like the first 15 minutes of your first time going.
And we also saw another spike after that.
And you saw another spike?
Yeah. No.
But it was rotten and eaten. You know what that would have been? You would have to be like a vulture rotten meat.
Is this the 10-point or 12?
That was just a spike.
Okay, so that wasn't the one you shot. That was the first one that you were with Bill when Bill shot it.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so let's progress from there then. So then you went squirrel hunting a little bit, but then some success came. Now, was this year or last year?
This year. Last year, I went hunting. We saw, I only got to witness one deer killing then.
Okay.
Bill shot it, and that was with a gun. He had enough of the 300 blackout. He switched to 45-70.
Okay.
And
way bigger gun.
They don't run far.
Yeah. No, that packs a punch. So this was your first full season hunting then?
I started about half season.
Okay.
And then this season, we went hunting, we did the youth season.
Okay.
Which I got my tags and stuff, and we did the youth season, and we didn't see anything.
Okay.
Absolutely anything.
So you're sitting in a stand now. Did he have a buddy stand by then? Were you able to sit in a stand?
Yes, he did have a buddy stand by then.
So you're just sitting for hours, seeing nothing. What are you thinking during that time? Are you enjoying that, or are you thinking,
I'm just praying the whole time, basically.
Just praying the whole time, yeah, like praying that something would come by. Or that's the hard part, I think, for Ransom and Valor both, is that sitting without seeing any action.
I know.
I think any hunter, I think that's what you got to overcome.
Me and Dad got a big deal.
Yeah, we did get one.
Eight, almost 9 point.
Uh-huh. But I think that's the hardest part for you as well, is probably just sitting when there's not any action happening. Is that right? Yeah, because then you are praying, because we prayed, and we would do that quite a bit when you're sitting there, because you want to see something, but you're still having fun. You're in the outdoors. It's better than sitting on a...
Watching the sunset.
On the couch or something. Yeah, you're seeing the sunset.
They're saying the best day out, the worst day of hunting is better than the best day at work.
Oh, yeah. That's a great saying. I like that a lot.
And when we were hunting, we also saw a few deers in the woods behind us.
Well, we'll tell that story here in just a little bit. We'll save that story for the end after we hear about the two that Asa got. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Asa, bring us up to speed. Now, tell us about the first deer you got then.
So I went hunting one day, and we'd been sitting in... Bill was right underneath the stand that I was in, sitting behind a tree that had fallen, and I was up in a stand, and it's been up there for a while. It's wobbly.
Okay.
But Bill told me it's safe and squeaky. It was very squeaky.
But it held you.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'm just sitting here wondering if I'm gonna see any deer. And then this
deer going to come.
Yeah. And then out of the blue, there's what I think is a 6-point coming.
Okay.
He's just walking up and to my left.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes. And I'm hunting with a crossbow, Bill's crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
And I see him, and he had just showed me a video on shot placement.
Mm-hmm.
And it put the crosshairs on like two or three inches above the stomach line and a little bit of head, mm-hmm. so that when it ran, which it ran the perfect amount and flinched the perfect amount to where it got both lungs.
Nice.
And we looked and looked. We hardly saw any blood.
Okay.
And then we're just looking, and I go, Bill? Because there's this power pole.
Okay.
And then there's I see a white mass of fur, and I go, Bill, I found it. And he goes, what?
Awesome.
It all got blurry.
That's going crazy. Well, I mean, the adrenaline is going.
Yeah.
There is a thing called buck fever. When you shoot a buck, you're shaking, you're so excited, you just can't believe what just happened.
I'm shaking a little bit thinking about it.
I know, right? So with the crossbow then, where was it? Because you have, four or five lines on there for the different yardages?
Yeah.
So where do you think you were? Like, how many yards out?
I think it was 30 or 40.
Okay, so you shot in the third line. That's a great shot.
It was just an awesome conditions. There was only one tree blocking the deer, and it was on its hind end,
mm-hmm.
and the vials were just
right there for you.
Yeah.
Well, it's a hard shot, even with a close shot with the crossbow, isn't it, Ransom? Like, it's easy.
I've shot at least 10 times and missed. The first one I shot at, I think I might have
grazed its leg. Well, it's hard because you're trying to be patient with your movements and not move too much to spook the deer, because
and you're just shaking. It's like,
right,
the deer.
Yeah, I know. And so you can't get ahead of yourself. You have to go through the motions. You got to be able to control your emotion. You got to be able to do what you have to do to get a good shot. And it sounds like you did that really well. Did you have a rangefinder up there, or did you just guess?
I range every tree.
Okay, so you knew which tree was how far and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this is the 12 or 10.
That was the 10.
That's the 10, but it was a big, mature deer. I mean, it was a good...
It was 2 years old. It was 2 years old.
Yeah, it was a two-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a young one.
Okay.
A 10.2-year-old?
Yeah, but that was a good one. That was the biggest... I think that was the biggest deer that any boy in our church has shot yet.
No, right? I think in the church. I don't think anybody shot over 10 points.
Caleb.
What is he?
Caleb Easter has shot really big deer every year. Brandon George shoots really big deer every year. They look like
Creed McCoy shot 15.
Creed McCoy.
How big was it? How big?
Creed's deer was really big, but you know he's not here anymore. He's not at the church anymore. Yeah. So, I think you have the trophy that I think you have the biggest two deer that have been shot, because Judas shot a deer.
2 point.
He shot a spike.
It was a spike. Uh-huh. That's bigger than both of your deer are bigger than any deer that I've shot. So that deer is the biggest shot I've. That's the one with a bow. That's the biggest one of the bow I've ever shot. Over there.
8.6, 7 point?
Yeah. I mean, that was probably a 2 year old. And that was the first one I shot with a shotgun.
Uh-huh.
And that was only a 2 year old. So I've never really shot a mature deer. I've only shot a bunch of 1.5, 2.5 year old deer. That's about it. So never a big mature deer.
I didn't know a 2 year old would be that big.
Yeah, a 2 year old.
That one right there is probably a 1.5 year old.
No, I think that's 2.5.
He was all in rut.
Well, the mold, actually, the mold on the neck makes it look like that.
Oh.
So it was during the rut, actually, though, when I. Wait, no, hold on. No, it was first gun season. So, yeah, right around the rut.
Yeah.
When that was. So his neck would have been like that.
I have no clue a 2 year old be that big.
Some 2 year old deer, depends on their genetics, can get a really big rack.
Mm-hmm.
It can be really nice. Okay, now, so that's the first year. Already you have a really great season going on.
Yeah.
You got one with a crossbow, but you still have some gut tags left.
Yeah.
So let's go to the epic of all epic Christchurch hunting stories of 2024. Tell us about, did you name this deer by any chance?
I need to.
I need to.
You need to name this deer.
Reginald.
Reginald.
We've got a Reginald. That's our Reginald.
That's our go-to name for a deer. You and Bill should come up with a name for
George.
It. George. Okay, George. I like it. George. We had a deer last year that was running here at a big wide rack. We called it Bullwinkle. Then, we've had Reginald. We've really not had any target
bucks. Reginald is our most famous deer.
Yes, we've not really had any target bucks. other than last year with Bullwinkle, like a target buck is a really big buck that you're actually going for.
Giant.
All right. So Asa, back to you. Tell us about George.
We're hunting. I mean, of course, he's hunting every day of the week besides Sunday morning.
Okay, Bill is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so Bill's out there a lot.
I go with him as much as I can. I'm starting to get tired of it. And I go in a buddy stand alone for whatever reason because he had shot a doe out of that the day before. I'm just thinking, why not?
Now, I got a quick question. How many stands are we talking about here? Does he have 5 or 6 stands set up in different places?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you have options depending upon the wind or whatever.
So I climbed up in the buddy stand. It was below freezing. And
you did take the time to a pole, didn't you? Did you?
I know you did.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about the pole event. We need to do an episode about you sticking
the
your
pole.
Tongue in
the pole.
Yeah. Okay,
guys.
We want to hear about that.
We're having a real hard time getting through this story with all this eruption. So
always a little bit of Ransom's body be at
Castle Church at Cornerstone.
Time out.
A little bit of your tongue was on the pole.
Time out.
Gosh, guys, we're still in the thunder right now. Okay, here we go. Back to Asa.
Okay.
So I have this super old, cracked little, I don't even know that you can call it a phone.
Okay.
It's super old. About the only thing you can do, or I could do, is talk to Bill on it.
Okay.
And my parents. So I just, it goes from full battery to 5% in under 10 minutes.
Okay.
Because it's so cold out. And, I mean, I've got hand warmers and everything, and I'm freezing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been 15 minutes, and it was at 5%, and I prayed to God to sustain the battery. It stayed 5% for the whole entire day.
No way.
After that.
That's
yes.
Awesome.
It was insane.
That's, praise God. That's,
I know.
Cool.
And after that, first maybe hour, there were deer all around me.
Okay.
There were 2 or 3 does behind my stand, a spike that I had my eyes on, and then I see this giant, what looks like an 8-point.
Okay.
And I'm willing to take anything, because only my first actual season.
Right.
That I've got a weapon in my hands, and I'm thinking about shooting this spike, and I see him, and he's scraping a tree, and there's does just all around him.
Okay.
And so I get my red dot on him, and I shoot him a little bit high, but it was still a good shot. It
okay.
almost looked like a spine shot, but it went through a lung.
Okay. How far was he?
I'm trying to think. 40 or 50?
Okay.
Maybe?
Gotcha. It's a good shot. Great
yeah.
shot.
It was with a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I message Bill with what little battery percentage I have left,
mm-hmm.
and he says, awesome, I'll be over there in a minute. And I'm shaking.
Oh, gosh.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first time shooting my shotgun without ear protection, and it's
okay.
got a slug in it.
Yep.
And
how did that feel in your shoulder?
I didn't feel anything.
20 gauge or 12 gauge?
20 gauge.
Okay.
If it was 12 gauge, I would have had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get down to track it, and we're walking around. We're not seeing any blood where I shot it. I don't know why.
What are you thinking? Are you thinking like, oh, my goodness?
I'm thinking, I missed it. I can't believe I just missed this opportunity. God, please help us find it. And then I go, hey, Bill. And he goes, what? And I go, I see it. I just see this giant rack sticking out of the ground along with a huge-bodied buck. And it was the biggest deer Bill's ever seen. And it was awesome.
Bigger than any deer he's ever shot, too. No, a huge buck.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the biggest one he's ever seen on his property.
A 12-point buck.
Yes.
So, hey, listen, it's actually 13.
Is it 13?
Yeah. We discovered a point on the back. We didn't
really
look at it. Yeah.
Because anything over an inch is counted as a point.
I thought it was hanging a ring on it.
I thought it was an inch. I'm not for sure.
Well, that one was just about like that long.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Around an
so
inch.
Tell everybody what it officially scored then.
It scored 170. Hang on. I should have brought the sheet. 178 and a half or 176 and an eighth?
176 and an eighth, because I talked to Bill about it last
night. That was it, yes. Okay.
That is a huge,
it was
huge
massive
deer.
What's the biggest one of all time?
Okay. Well, there's a few that are over 200, but this deer was a lifetime deer.
Yeah.
Most likely, Asa will never shoot a deer that big again, most likely.
I know.
Because Bill's never shot a deer that big. Most of the guys in our church have never shot a deer that big. I know Brandon George has, but that is a massive, massive deer. So talk to us about the process then of field dressing it and then dragging it, or did you drag it first and then
we had a heck of a time dragging it, but we got it at first, and still it felt like it weighed everything.
It was like a horse.
Yeah. And we were gonna we got it to the point he had pulled the side by side up next to where we got it on the trail, and we couldn't get it in the bed. We were about to have have to call somebody to get it up there.
Wow.
And so we just end up, the rack goes like, or the back of the bed goes diagonal.
Okay.
And we folded it up, or not folded it, elevated like that, and then we tied.
So it's like a dump trailer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah,
we cinched its antlers kind of down on the frame of it.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. I can't remember how exactly we did it. Well, we had to drag it the long way because we couldn't turn around with it.
Oh, and my gosh.
It was...
So then you skinned it, or you hang it, I guess?
We hung it because it was super cold out. And so we went out the next day, which I think it was the first day of the second gun season.
Okay.
So I was tagged out.
Okay.
And so we skinned it that day, and we've got a guy named Nick Trefeau who does the mounts.
Okay.
And he mounted it for us and gave me a score. He scored it.
Mm-hmm.
He said that's the biggest buck he's ever seen, too.
That's incredible.
And mounted, I think. But anyway, he scored it for me, gave me the sheet. And my dad came home from work one night, and I was just so excited to see how much it scored.
Uh-huh.
That is so cool.
You should frame that piece of paper. That's really neat.
We should.
Well, it's a really beautiful, like you could maybe frame that by your European mount.
Yeah.
Really, really good. If you don't know what that is, a European mount isn't a shoulder mount.
Uh-huh.
It's just where the head, the skull has been boiled.
We did a European mount.
Yeah, European mount. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what you did. So that's a shoulder mount.
Uh-huh.
And then did you see that last night on the wall?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks so good. A small group over there. It looks so good.
That white, just there's not a single piece of skin on it.
It looks
so white.
Totally awesome.
It's bright white.
Now, you can boil that and scrape the brains out and all the skin off, or you can put it in these flesh-eating tubs. And
I know.
These like bugs in
yeah.
these tubs will eat all the flesh away, and then you can do it that way as well.
But you don't want those bugs escaping.
No, definitely not.
They'll eat your flesh.
What if they get in your body and have you ever heard about the brain-eating bug?
I have.
Would slowly die to death because the bug is inside of you eating your brain.
And they can't, and it's just one, and then you'd prefer 10 of them in your brain, not one.
Can you imagine knowing you're dying by getting your brain slowly eating out?
I don't know what I'd do.
Eesh.
I mean,
I would say probably like try to do a brain surgery and go in there and get that thing. Feels like it's on this side. Go get it.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that. Oh, that'd be terrifying.
So
overall then, it was a pretty awesome year then. So there was a lot of highs. Any lows? Any low point in the season where you're like, oh, I'm really bored? You said you were kind of burned out for a little bit.
Yeah, we hadn't seen anything for a couple days straight. It was just super annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like we didn't see... It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was just driving both of us crazy because he hadn't seen anything. It was very annoying.
So that's how deer season goes. And I've said this a couple times recently. This is important for hunters out there and for young guys also. Have you guys ever had a book that you look at and you think, that's a really big book? I wish I have already read that book and know about that book, but I don't really want to read the book. Mm-hmm. I just want to have had it read.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I just thought you were meaning to say book.
Can I confess something?
Book. But I thought you said...
I got to confess something. I've never read Lord of the Rings.
What?
No. Here's the thing. I want to have read Lord of the Rings, but I really don't want to do the work to read it because that's not my genre. It's not my favorite thing. I have other books that are on my list of things to read. But hunting's kind of like that. You got to put the time in. You got to go through the low
part. It's like...
You got to go through the low part of the year. And then finally, when you do enough time, you finally get an opportunity to harvest an animal. So Asa, I just want to shake your hand and say, well done. Great season. That was awesome. I think you're going to remember this season for the rest of your life. And I think it's cool that your mentor was able to be there with you and show you the ropes. How important is it when you think you're learning something new? How important is it to learn from your parents or from a mentor, whatever it is that you may want to learn?
Because they've already been through it themselves. They know what to do instead of just trying to self-teach yourself. Mm-hmm. You have somebody who's already done it to guide you through the process. Yeah. And Bill was awesome at that.
Good. So if you have any questions, he can answer your questions.
Yeah.
He can show you what to do, show you the ropes.
He's been hunting for years, so.
That's really cool. Really cool. So for us, our season was a little bit different. Ransom has not yet got a deer. Next year, I think it's a year. Got a squirrel this year. Valor was with me when I got one of the two deer that I got this year. So Valor was with me. We had a pretty good memory. Don't you think, Pup?
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome. And we got back in time for you to play with your brother. Hey, stop hitting yourself in the head, please. got back in time for you to play with your brother, and you even got, what was it, Hardee's that night? Did you get Hardee's?
Hardee's?
Yeah, what was it? Wendy's, maybe? You got some
Burger
sort of...
King.
Oh, it was Burger King. That's what it was. You got Burger King. What was it, chicken nuggets or a burger?
A burger.
Burger. Yeah.
I remember her torturing me about it.
Burgers. Burgers over chicken, I think.
Well, chicken burgers over chicken nuggets.
Oh, chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets.
Okay. Chicken nuggets over everything.
If you could have...
cheese cups.
If you had to pick burgers for a lifetime or chicken nuggets for a lifetime, what would you pick?
I mean, it depends on what kind of both.
Once I pick one, I'm going to be regretting my choice for the rest of the life. So
Happy Meals chicken nuggets, I would pick.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I'd say burgers, since you can make your own chicken nuggets. Just pull the chicken nuggets.
I think I'd say burgers, too.
Burgers.
Okay. Burger.
I'm more of a burger guy. That's just kind of how it is.
It depends on what kind of chicken.
Yeah.
Actually, it depends what kind of burger. Okay. If it's Burger King burger, 100%.
Okay. But nothing else, just Burger King? It's flame broiled over at Burger King.
Burger King? Actually, this is the last word, and I never been to Buffalo Wild Wings.
So you've never tried a Buffalo Wild Wings burger?
I've never been there.
You've never been there?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
Buffalo Wild Wings, if you want to go to a restaurant, it's expensive, but that's the place to go.
Because they've got tallow.
They've got tallow.
Yeah, they use tallow to fry all their stuff.
They don't have vegetables.
Do you know what else has tallow now? Steak and Shake.
Let's go Steak and Shake. Didn't McDonald's used to use tallow?
They did used to use tallow years ago.
Back, right?
I don't know. But that would be great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. RFK, he might make everything, you know, switch over. Hopefully we can get more of these artificial dyes out of our system. Vegetable oil.
I heard Trump was banning them.
Well, right? His health secretary is banning some of them.
Oh.
What?
Vegetable oil
is banning them.
Yeah. The food companies have changed the names. They're trying to change the names of food dyes, just to make them more good sound. I don't know how that will help.
Yeah.
Like,
sneaky.
Yeah. Royal blue.
Yeah. Well, guys, this has been a lot of fun. We've been going about 30 minutes already. But if you're interested in hunting, ask around and find a mentor. I think for you guys listening in, you can find somebody at your church. You know, Bill is a family friend and he's been helping you. And so let's just say you're, you know, listening to this and your dad is not a hunter. That's okay. There's probably somebody that he's buddies with that does hunt, or friends within the church that do. And you can just ask around and find somebody that can kind of help you out. And I think it's a really fun thing to do, because you guys have been able to reap the benefits of your hunt because you've been eating that deer. So how's it been eating the deer that you actually harvested?
Probably more delicious than any other deer I've had.
Because you got that deer.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool to see your whole family eating something that you...
Yeah.
Were able okay, to. Are you talking about the eating one of the deer?
No. Rotten deer. Yeah, one of the two deer that he got. So this has been a lot of fun, guys. Thanks so much for having this conversation with me. Asa, thanks so much for joining us. So yes, Asa, a round of applause for Asa. Asa Pritchard, everybody. We will, if they allow us, if you allow us, we can post... you'll allow us, we'll post that picture so everybody can see.
For it.
Okay, that'd be great. We want everybody to see. We'll make it the image that goes around on Instagram, you with that buck. Okay. Okay, guys, thanks for listening.
One more woohoo!
Thank you for listening to the Sons and Slaves podcast. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes and pass this along to every father and son that you know.